It's Shots Radio with Rich Wyeth, and with me is boss man of the Shots, Dean Holdsworth. Dean, just about the start of the brand new season, but during the summer period there was lots of comings and goings within the squad. Are you happy with all the changes?
Yeah, I think it's been such a busy time over the summer that you try and get your targets with what you've got, and you know, the only disappointment was probably losing Darren Jones to Shrewsbury. But what we have done, we've replaced it with some real quality as well, with Ollie Lancashire, Troy Brown signing again, Anthony Tonkin signing, which was fantastic news, and obviously signing Craig Stanley, and unfortunately he's picked up that, you know, broken leg, which is such a shame for us. I've been trying to get him for a year, and you know, to lose him before we've even kicked the league game, you know, it's a shame.
Absolutely, yeah, but real disappointment on that front. But it's good Sonny Bradley's back in now for a year
later. Sonny come in, which is great. We've, you know, reacted on that, and also probably having Michael Rankin back and Alex Rodman back is a real positive for us, because, you know, we'd had him out for such a long time.
Pre-season then, they've been back in training for a month or so now, 6 weeks, and obviously had the pre-season matches. How would you assess the pre-season?
Well, up until Craig Stanley gets his injury, I would have said it had gone really well. A lot of players with a lot of minutes on the pitch. Training was excellent. Preparation was good. So, you know, in the last 2 weeks, we've picked up two or three injuries, which has been a real shame and a bit of bad luck. But, say, hopefully it will turn around.
And Ross Warner, obviously we've heard that he's had an operation recently. How long is he going to be out for? Has it been a success, the operation?
Successful operation. I suppose the real answer to that is that if he comes back and plays 20 games, then it is. He's very similar to Craig Stanley, that they're both going to be out for between four and six months. And depending on the heel and the rehabilitation work is going to determine how quick they come back.
So we're here for the start of the second season now, full season for being in charge here at the Shots. Last season, close to making those playoffs, not many points away in the end. So what are your ambitions, targets for this season?
I think for us as a club, that is always to try and progress if we can. The good thing about this club at the moment is that we know what we have, and we haven't got the resources what other clubs have got in the big, in scale of big clubs and the financial aspects. But we know we've improved the squad, we've improved the club over the summer. Lots of things are going in the right direction, and we'd really like to be pushing in that playoff position, but there are probably, you know, 17 or 18 clubs that all want the same at this moment out of the 26. And, you know, out of 23, rather. You know, very much, it's a hell of a battle this season. If we get anywhere near the potential I think some of the players have got here, then we're going to have a good time.
Now, last season, obviously, you had that great run in the Carling Cup, the League Cup. Not going to happen this year because that disappointing 7-6 defeat on penalties to Wolves, but it's certainly a strong game. Maybe Johnson Pate Trophy, maybe the FA Cup will have a good run this year.
Well, that, you know, that'll be a bonus. We haven't budgeted for that, and we all want to have a good run in the Cups, but we gave a fantastic account of ourselves. To draw 1-1 in over 120 minutes of a game against Wolves, should be very proud of that. And as I say, it's no, you know, it's a shame that we didn't win on the penalties, but the penalties themselves were a fantastic standard.
As we mentioned, there's been changes to the squad, changes to the club as a whole around the Ebbs Stadium, been lots of changes, personnel changing, and lots of backing for you from the chief exec and all the way down. There's a real good positive vibe around.
There is. It's a strong place to be at the moment. It's an exciting place to be. I think Richard Lowe and the chairman and, you know, Bob, everybody really behind the scenes has really worked hard during the summer. There's more. We want more. We want to make it better every year. We want to make the fans match that experience, you know, fantastic. And that's part of my job, is the football, to play football and as best we can. And, you know, I think that the club is improving in the right direction. We know we've still got a long way to go, but we'll get there, and it takes time.
And just finally, Dean, and a message for the fans for this season.
Grow in strength with us. Grow as a partnership. It was strong last year. Well, let's make it stronger this year. Our home performances, the breaking the records, they were part of that. And, you know, we want more of those, and let's do it all together.
All right, fantastic, Dean. Thanks very much, and good luck for the season.
Thanks a lot.
This is Rich Wyeth, just me having a chat with Dean Holdsworth, manager of the Shots. It's Shots Radio.